our Lord admonishes us in today's gospel that we should not put our hope for happiness in the things of this life, for moths corrode our garments, rust those things made of metal, and what is left after nature corrodes, thieves break in and steal. And we see very clearly this last part being fulfilled in our own day, in our own age, where an attempt to disguise an evil with a good, many are having their wealth stolen from them. But our Lord tells us we are not to put our happiness in these things, because ultimately we have no control over the moles, nor the rust, nor in the latter part the thieves. And so the things of this world are truly passing. What our Lord rather would have us do is have a single eye to try to see all things in the light of the mystery of revelation, and then to use all things for the glory of Almighty God. And so if our eye is single, he is telling us we will always be thinking of the things of God and always trying to use the things of this world for the glory of God. And so ultimately our eyes will be filled with light. We will see all things in their perspective, and always and everywhere we will be operating for that eternal destiny to which we are all called. And so we are not to put our stock for happiness in the things of this life, for there is nothing in this life that can satisfy the heart of man. Indeed, we see too much in the world the tragedy of those who have put their stock in the things of this world, that even those who have acquired the greatest of wealth often will take their own lives because in their wealth they cannot find the happiness they seek. And so all of us are called to be at least poor in spirit, that is, not to be attached to the things of this world, so that when we are called to give them up, either by the moss, the rust, or the thieves, or, more importantly, by our death, then we will be found worthy, because we were poor towards the things in this world, but rich in the things of God. And indeed, how often in our day and age do we see this not understood even within the members of the mystical body? How often do we spend untold time in order to make sure that all the wealth we have acquired is distributed evenly amongst our relatives, rather than doing what all the saints recommend, not to be worried about how we are perceived in this life or whether one thinks we have taken care of them upon our death? For often the clamor towards inheritance is really manifesting greed within the parts of those who survive. But the saints recommend rather that our wealth be given to the church, so that it is put at the disposal of the apostolate of the church to go forth and to conquer all nations for the kingdom of Christ. That is, we are not concerned with human respect or how we will be perceived in our death, because we know what matters in our death is not how the members of this world perceive us, but rather how the eternal judge will perceive us immediately following our death when we stand before him. And so let us pray that each and every one of us has a single eye, so that we do all things for the glory of God, and that all things we do redound to the glory of God. And so let us be thankful this day that the Lord in his teaching has truly come to enlighten us, truly to give us that revelation that truly sets us free, because it sets us free because always having our mind in our hearts on the things of heaven, we are not bogged down by the things of this world, and ultimately we acquire that for which we were created, union with our God for all eternity in heaven.
Fructum ventris tui.